This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Breaking new theatrical sensibilities. Tonight in Chicago, a men's restroom is the venue for Downsize. It's a play about five executives trying to keep their jobs and using the men's room as their center of operations.
This is Diantha Parker in Chicago. I'm here at the Museum of Contemporary Art, which is lending its restroom to Walkabout Theater for Downsize. The play, quite appropriately, is about how and where dirty corporate business gets done. Most of these people are here for First Friday, the happy hour the MCA gives on the first Friday of every month. There's a lot of young women in halter tops and men with shirts open at the collar. And most people are checking each other out while drinking cocktails and eating Asian hors d'oeuvres. Meanwhile, inside the bathroom, Downsize director Stefan Masurek positions the 20 audience members to stand shoulder to shoulder against the polished black granite walls. A very pregnant woman perches on a shiny black sink. The play begins as an actor bursts in and sticks an out-of-order sign on the door.
We need a caucus room. This could be important.
Right. Hey, what's your take on Halliburton?
Hey, hey.
The head honcho's in town, and he's looking to downsize. And so these guys are trying to figure out who they can get him to fire instead of them.
Martindale is queer.
No way. This is huge. This is geologic. Bobby, I could kiss you for that.
Jesus H. Christ, a big guy. He's gay.
The five men of Downsize are an office cabal. There's Jeff, the nervous one, and Bobby, the handsome upstart they call Wonder Boy when he's not around. There's also Harry, the 50-ish elder statesman of the group, and Walter, a constipated sad sack who spends the entire play in one of the stalls. The ringleader is Archie, who fudged some numbers on a project they call Halliburton. This may ruin all of them, but Archie isn't about to take the fall if he can help it. Here's Archie just after Harry leaves the room.
The weakest link.
The politics get vicious when the stakes get low. Gentlemen, the stakes are not low. And the politics are way beyond vicious. Vicious is the jumping off point. This is war.
It was director Stefan Masurek's idea to put the show in an actual men's room. He conducted a tour of men's rooms around Chicago, from museums to bars, and then began making calls. These calls did not always go well.
Have you ever heard of a set? Was said to me. Twice. Another comment that I'll never forget, what are you doing in a men's room that you can't do on a stage?
It's a fair question. The play involves no nudity or actual going to the bathroom, but the bathroom's acoustics and cramped, smelly spaces make it the play's sixth character. In fact, the play is restaged to fit every new bathroom venue, as their different layouts require different blocking for the actors. And each men's room has its own personality. 29-year-old Hans Fleischmann, who plays Bobby the Wonder Boy, says one of the most assertive was an 80-year-old facility, which shall remain nameless.
It smelled like urine and urinal cones, and then your voice echoed. So when you're actually saying lines and hearing yourself kind of echo back, it's like, oh my God, I sound like that?
But after the performance, 37-year-old Evan Anderson said the bathroom scene rang true for him.
The location of the conversation being in the bathroom, and going and looking underneath the stalls to make sure nobody else is in there. We used to do the same thing.
Downsize moves from the Museum of Contemporary Art to a new, very different venue tonight, the men's room of the Cubby Bear, a bar and restaurant just a stone's throw from Wrigley Field. For Day to Day, I'm Diantha Parker.
It's Day to Day.